Brochus.
And the day of Tehuah, Monday night, Abushem Wise Bart.
So we said that, first of all, there's an Issa we had in Shulchan Aruch. The first is that it's an Ayin Dal, Sif Aleph. There's a halacha that you should be Giboy, must not be Roya Se'erova. That's halacha number one. Ayin Dal, Sif Aleph. If someone's sleeping in Oram Batarisa, so a lochus batayas al deboy is to make a chatzitz on his lave, but as yikra. Mishum, the liboy roya sa erba is osa. There's an issa of liboy roya sa erba. So that's poshut. There has to be something. There can't be a long, if someone's wearing a long gown, like some people go to hospitals, they wear a long sheet, like a long gown. That's no good for this. Yeah, it has to be a proper, what do you call it? It has to be a proper hafzik. That's number one. For liboy roya sa erba. That's number one. Then there's another halacha that a person should dress respectfully. That means any type of person makes the brocha, there's a halacha that one should be dressed, but they're a kovid. So ideally, one shouldn't be wearing pajamas, dressing gowns, and things like that. A chayla can't help it; it's all you can do. So that's a different story. But generally speaking, a person should ideally dress the derek kovit away when a person makes a brocha. Any brocha really should really be the derek kovit. The shaila is what happens with the eved. So we said last time with the eved, it looks like that with the eved, as long as a person is covered down below, then the brocha is chal. It's not the chachidah to do, it's more respectful when a person makes a bracha to make himself covered. So ideally, definitely, when a person comes out of the school and says, really, if you can put a towel around you or something around you, that's the best. By the way, someone mentioned this last time, that's poshut, that your head has to be covered. So you can't make a bracha with nothing on your head. And we spoke last time about the motto, someone can put their hand, you can't use your own hand, but someone else can put their hand on your head for you. But that's poshut, you have to have, your head has to be covered before you make a bracha. It's a big shiny. If a person makes a bracha, and he realizes later his kappa was off, could be asked to repeat the bracha. Not poshut what you have to do. So that's poshut, that's other base. But we're talking about over here where a person's not dressed so respectfully, so but the eved dressed in swimming trunks is alright, but the chatchila, certainly one should really dress himself properly. At least put a towel all the way around you. That's what you should do. When it comes to actually Bichla Mozen, I didn't mention this last time, we didn't get time to finish it over here, but in Sima Kupay, the Mishnah Berurah in Kupay Gimel, hello, Mishnah Berurah says, the special halacha in Hilchos Bichla Mozen, as it happens, the Gemara says that a kosher brocha needs 10 things. One of them is ituf. Ituf means wrapping. Let me show you what that means. One, the pshat, let's just find the Mishnah Berurah here, in this Kupay Gimel Yud Aleph, Kozam Mogan Avram, Yerei Shemayim, Lo Yevorech Ritz Nefes. You shouldn't put just one covering on his head, but Yosim Hakuvea Al Rosh. You should put a hat on his head when he benches. Yeshnoin Gankin started a beggar alien, and besides that, it's also nice to put a beggar alien, a jacket on. The Chol Zeb, Chal Itzuf Hanem, the Gemara, it's the Kosher Brocha. This could all be included in Itzuf. What the Gemara says is an honor when you do kosher bracha, you should do that. So the chachila, it looks like the person could do this. He should put a hat and a jacket on.
Only the kosher bracha then, not
some bench. So that's the interesting thing. So now it comes to the age, right? Someone's done a benching by himself, l'chaira. So l'chaira, this halakha doesn't apply. Someone does speak about it. Just see what it says it here. Oh, Mishmur carries on. V'cheinog oilem yisor ba'ezbik samotin, shemassim en akoy ba'al roshen, afilu k'shehu mevorach bi'achidi. But he coys. So for some reason, Mishnah Berurah is more mucked about a hat than he's about a jacket, as it happens. It's interesting. Whether it's different nowadays, I'm not sure. I don't know, personally, people wear hats so much. Let's just see. What?
If you're Israeli, why
do
you put your hat and the jacket?
Yeah? It's easier going. So the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that when you're benching by yourself, you don't need a jacket. Just a hat is the thing. Okay, there's a map bit as well for that.
Is that
applied
to tefillah as well?
This has special halacha about Bichla Mozen. The chachila about W one should be dressed properly. Seems the chachila one should, but it's more of an inner by it. It's more of an inner by, what do you call it? Okay, that was what we said last time. Right, that's the halacha of what do you call it? Tofresh pay base. Right, so halachas there are plastic knives on our table. Not interesting trials, actually. So what happens now about knives on our table? This is another interesting halach in Kuf Pes Pei. Shulchan Aruch says like this: Noagim lechases hasakim. The meaning is to cover the knives. B'shas brichas hamazon. When you do brichas hamazon, that's the minig. Then the Chabad carries on the Nagu. The meaning is shloim lechases b'shas yontif. But the meaning is not to cover on Shabbos Yontif. Again, the Lashon is very interesting, covering it, yeah? Not taking off the table, but covering. So that's the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. Noagim lechas hasakim b'shas brichas hamazon. The meaning is to cover the knives when you do brichas hamazon. But Noagim shloim lechases b'shas yontif. The meaning is not to cover it on Shabbos Yontif. What's going on? What's the idea?
So here,
alright, very good. Good thing you came. Says the Mishnah Berurah here, in the Beis Yosef. Oh, that's not what a chiluk is. So he says, in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef brings two tamim for this. Beis Yosef, says the Mishnah Berurah, Beis Yosef, hey, we stay tamim. The Beis Yosef brings two reasons for this. For Echad, one is the Basel Makatsi Yimei Ha'odom, that iron shortens the life of a person. The Eino Din Shem Munach Al Shulchan, it's not fitting that should be on a table. Shem Doimen Mizbeach, which is the table is compared to Mizbeach. Shem Marich Yimei Ha'odom, that's Marich. Mizbeach is Marich Yimei Ha'odom, and it's written there. That's why it says it. That's why it's written. You should not use Basel on.
Number four,
number spool. Yeah. That was Loisonif Alem Basel. He says for that reason one should not put Basel is iron. One should not use leave an iron knife on the table. Valkane, Trigom Achilosoi, when he finishes his meal, that's interesting, Mr. Brewer, when he writes to the Bible, because I'm Muslim, Machasa Sakin. That's why he should cover the knife. Very good. Number one. Number two, another reason to be Yosef. Tam Shani, Bashane Rabbein Simcha, there's another reason Rabbein Simcha writes, the Fish Shapam Echad, Higia Echad, the Bechas Burn Yerushalayim. Someone got to the Bracha of Burn Yerushalayim, he was obviously concentrating what he was saying. Veniska Churban Habayis, he remembered about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and he got upset, Vatoka Sakin Ramina, he stuck a knife into his stomach, Alkein Nagu Lesalkoi, Nagu Lesalkoi, the minute to take it off, Bishas Bracha. It's interesting to hear the Mishnah Berurah over here, what's going on. One, he says the minister covered it. That's the term of you shouldn't have iron on the Mizbeach. The other one is that because of this Maisa Shehoya that was there, the minig is to take it off.
Take it completely off.
Now, I must say, it's hard to know what's the main reason, but the Mogen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch Rav only bring reason number one. They only bring reason number one. That the reason is why you mustn't have it is because it's Zeichel HaMizbeach. And therefore, with Zeichel HaMizbeach, then you shouldn't have it, and therefore the meaning is just to cover it.
Yeah, but
with
Shulchan
HaMizbeach,
only during the
Bracha. Yeah, I have some questions. Why do you do it
tough?
You stop the whole time, right? During the whole, time.
So
what's his lotion over here? He's asking why it has to be dafka when you bench. Yeah. I'll check it out. Let's write it down a minute. Yeah. Right, besides.
You always say Shulchan
Aruch is there. Well, you say Mizbeach and. Not sure. No, that's the second reason. The second reason is that a person remembered by Yerushalayim and got upset, and that's why he stuck the knife into him. The first reason doesn't do with it, actually. It's a good question why it's stuck with the iron. It's not mentioned, only on a mechia. That's only on a mechia. So the Maaseh, a lot of poskim only bring down the reason of the iron one. The shayla is, someone asked before, it's also a good question, actually. That if so, what's going on? Why is it different to Shabbos? So on that they say that you can't build a Mizbeach on Shabbos. So the whole issue is only to do with building a Mizbeach. You shouldn't be selling it in Basel when you make a Mizbeach. So you can't make it on Shabbos. Meila, a whole issa is only during the weekday. What's the kasha on that? What's the problem with that?
We feel it more on Shabbat, actually.
What?
You feel it more on Shabbat.
Okay. No, actually, what happens in the night time? Don't build a mishkan based on mitzvah at night time. So that someone says actually the ma'aser that is for building based on mitzvah at night time is on a based on mitzvah on the kalim you can build actually. So that's how some of us learn. That's why Shabbos and Yom Tov is no problem. The whole issue is only that's why there's no problem because since ain't building based on mitzvah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore we'd have to make any remembrance of the mizbeach on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what they say. According to the other time, the Taz asked the question, according to the other time, the Moshe, because that Maisa Shehoya, the Taz says that Maisa happened during a weekday. So we only make the Gezerah when it was. So for those two reasons, we do not do this on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Some do bring it down to Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Shehoya says clearly you don't do it. So the meaning is not to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. I say, the start is what the main reason is. I just must tell you, Lechaira, if you go with the reason number one, that loistonifale and barzel, that the chayyur doesn't apply to other metals. The whole issue is only iron. So the Moshe, I don't know what ours is made of stainless steel. I don't even know if you get any kilim of iron now. Can you buy anything from iron? Can you buy any utensils from iron? I don't know if you can do it even nowadays. I'm not even sure you do. The ma'aser, the minig is to move all. Many people know that the minig is to move all sorts of knives off, even though they're not made from iron. As sakinu she'enu abazel, Sheva Alevi says one should cover over. That's the minig. What you ask the kasher, I said, about forks and spoons. It looks like it's only a cutting implement, a proper cutting implement. In fact, when Moshe got into it, I'm not sure what the case is. Moshe talks about a knife which is not made for cutting, but it's used to smear. I don't watch stuff for a knife. I've seen once. I've seen once. Huh?
I've got a knife. It's made just a
smear. Is it? Yeah? You can buy something?
No.
That's a good example. It's only made for smear. It's not made for cutting. Right, okay. So I'm saying, such a thing like that, the chayra, it's not also this problem. Yeah? So the chayra, that's what also means. When it comes to plastic knife pastures, according to both reasons, it's been no problem. The voice, you shouldn't cut them, it's bare with it. The chayra, plastic doesn't apply to. That even according, if you want to worry about the second reason is that we're scared some of my herbs are with it. I don't need too much of a plastic knife.
You can't take a knife on the plate, you can get arrested. It's a dangerous item.
Plastic?
Yeah. If you're caught.
No plastic. You can't hurt yourself. I don't know what you can do with it. Not sure. Will they take away? But even if there's no rifle on it, I'm just saying, I don't know if it's actually dangerous. Can you actually hurt yourself with a plastic knife? Can you cut yourself with a plastic knife? I don't know if you can. Myself, the possible said that a plastic knife is no problem whatsoever. That's the chayra. Also, this hypothesis is only about because I'm Muslim. I'm asking why, I don't know why. But not a Moshe, but Adam Michio, we haven't got this problem. Any after broch you make, there's no problem. It's only by. Only by that. Another interesting question is also, I don't know what the answer to this question is. Let's say you've got a table on Friday night, can I have a lot of people eating there? Do you have to take all the knives off the table? How does it work? I'm not sure how that works.
Why not?
Why not? Everyone is benching, you should have this problem. But let's say one person, yeah, I don't know, everyone.
Regardless, if you sit on this area, do you have to take it off to the end of the table? There's nobody.
Yeah, so that the person will say to myself, if you're eating by yourself, there's only ones near you. Only the bits that are near you, the ones that are not so near to you, the Maisa Shabbat, even though it's hard to understand, if it's a Mizbeach, what's the chinuch of the whole thing? The whole table is a Mizbeach. The Maisa Shabbat, a lot of possible seats say it's only the ones that are mummish near you. He's right, if there are a lot of people eating at the table, the chayr, then everyone's got their food to take off as well. Yeah, so Shabbos Yom Tov is not a problem. So Shabbos Yom Tov, we don't do this. But in a weekday where someone's eating, what someone goes to a chasna, I don't know what a Shabbat or whatever it is, so the chayr, all the cutlets, I can't remember what the cutlets, but normally I think the cutlets taken off by the time you bench, I think. No, it's not be taken off, I think. So, I don't think it's for that reason. But a chayra, if not, one should cover it. Also, another interesting question is, what do you have to cover? Is it the whole knife or just the blade? So it brings down from quite a few possible say the mice that to cover the blade is already enough. Yeah, that's also already enough to cover over. The mice of Aruch HaShulchan writes, the meaning nowadays is not to do this. I can't see any other possible say this. This could have. The Maisa wants to chayr, it's a shulchan aruch, wants to try and be careful, this halacha won't get.
Look, the first time, why do I have to be covering? Why not seal it?
Why not what?
Why not take away completely?
What?
But the first time it's
yeah, I think it's the reason. I'm not sure.
Why have you covered it?
Why? Just covering it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know why. But the Maitre Shulchan Aruch is clearly covering it, yeah?
Yeah.
I know you're right. And it's funny, I'm saying, Mishnah Berurah, when he speaks about a second time, he says take it off.
Yeah,
really? Yeah, well, for some reason.
Sorry?
Because
of the injury.
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure why that is. I don't think I've read about this at all.
Would make
more sense to take it off completely, the chari, but Shulchan Aruch says clearly you don't need to. Shulchan Aruch says quite clear. Mishnah Berurah, when he quotes the reason why Shulchan Aruch says clearly you don't need to. Let's just see what's happening here. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the answer to the question. I don't know. Okay, so that's the comes out. The Maaseh Chori, what comes out from what we're saying is plastic knives are no problem. Plastic knives, the Maaseh are no problem, because according to the first time, it's Lo Sonach Aleihem Bazel, there's no problem, it's bare. And according to the second time, that the boy is, there was a danger, someone hurt himself, that wouldn't apply to plastic knives. That's number one. There's another interesting halacha which is brought in Kuf Pei, Sif Aleph, and that is, Ein Lahotzeh Mapeh V'Alechem Alechem, because I'm Muslim. The person shouldn't remove the bread from the table till after the Shabbos. That means, besides, there's a new halacha now, that one should leave pus on the table for benching. What's the reason? Mishnah Berurah brings down. Kadeshe nika lakoil shema vorach and Hashem yisbrach hachastem v'tuba hakoto. It should be clear that a person is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu al chastem v'tuba hakoto sheheken mozoin l'chod v'yosef. We prepare food for all these creatures. V'gamda brach ein shor al dover reik. Brach is not chal on an empty thing. Ela kashiyesh shom dover. There has to be something there. So you want the bread to be on the table in order for the bracha to be chal on this food. So a person should have bread on the table.
So you have to leave. You cannot finish the whole challah. You have to leave a tiny bit of.
Yeah, you have to leave a bit of.
Some people usually leave a corner at the end. So
I must tell you, I wasn't sure how much you have to leave over because the next halacha says. Call me she'ena mashaya pasal shulchanai ena roya sima bracha la'olam. He will not see a sima bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, call me she'ena. He doesn't need bread on a table. To tzarich l'shaya k'tei she'em zuman la'oni shiyohoi. You have to leave bread on a table. If a poor person would come, he'd be able to have. Okay. Shomer chazal amar b'shulchanai marichan la'yamov. You have to leave the bread on a table in order for an oni to be able to eat it. Now, to leave a small little crumb, the chayr is not good enough according to this. So I don't know how much you're leaving over to make it okay.
A lot of people
don't have. So a lot of people, kosher shikha is not such a problem. First of all, the kosher shikha is not on the whole piece. Many people just cut a tiny bit off that piece. So you're right, you have to know how far is kosher shikha going. But I'm saying, as an Indian, it looks like to leave some bread on the table. Then the Mechaber carries on, I don't really understand what. The Mechaber says, let's say, like, strike a 5% the motion, let's say it was a nice meal, there's nothing left on the table. All the bread's eaten up. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Loi Yovi Pashlema. Don't bring a whole loaf, a whole one. Let's say a roll, or I don't know what, a bulka, anything like that, a whole thing one shouldn't bring. Be an end on a shulchan. And basically, why? But also came, mixti the shame avoid the zora of it. Looks like you're bringing the shame avoid the zora. So you shouldn't bring, if you've got no bread left on the table, everything was eaten up, so you should not bring a whole bread. So I said, no, you don't bring a whole loaf of bread, but the mice
slice, you could bring it.
Slice is okay. A prut is okay. But a person, if you've got a roll, let's say, for example, so l'chachila, you should not bring a roll. The Mishnah Berurah says, this is talking about if you've got pieces on the table. If you've got pieces on the table, you shouldn't bring a whole one. If there's nothing there, then you can bring a whole one. All right, let's see that.